I said, Peter, what attracted you to design as a career?
I've always thought of myself as a designer. Even when I was a kid, I was really interested in taps and plugs. Even when I was a toddler. Mechanical things. I'm male, so the engineering world really does appeal to me. When I was on my foundation course, or more relevantly during my schooling, I kind of converted to an art education. A lot of art was kind of the dominant presence in my school. And in that respect, I kind of was guided into art, and I found myself actually coming back to design. And I come to the RCA, actually was coming back to what I meant to do when I was a toddler.
Yeah. That perhaps leads into the next question about what particular talent do you think you possess that made you think you could earn money at doing this?
I've never thought of what I'm doing as a way to earn money. It does earn me money now, but it really was, it's a bit of a cliche, but just following my calling.
Passion.
Yeah, passion. And this is, I knew that this is what I was, it sounds silly, this is what I was meant to do. And
at what age do you think you knew that?
When I was a boy.
When you were just playing around?
Yeah, I used to make, when I was a kid, I used to make little kits, like cut out and assemble kits, and I used to obsessively collect objects from the floor. A lot of trouble. Buttons, I was always pushing buttons, I was always interacting with the object world. But now that I've had I'm just turned 33, and I've got a lot of retrospect to see that I have an understanding of the world that, and I can apply this as a way to make money.
Fantastic. What was your first big break?
It's complicated to say what the first big break was, but very simply, and it's another cliche, but getting accepted onto the Royal College course was a big break for me in terms of, previously to that I was working in the theatre industry, and I was making sculptures and working in the theatre industry, and I was making things and I was happy because I was always making things, but I knew that this wasn't a path that was right, and for me it was making a very clear cut off from what I had been and converting my life. Yeah, and I think in my interview, although I went to the interview with a sculpture portfolio, I was very convincing to say this is what I want to do from now on.
Thanks. How do you start designing a new project? I know every project will be different, but can you describe some of the stages from receiving a client brief to sending off the manufacture?
Okay, it's never as straightforward as that. For some people, it is as straightforward as that. Firstly, I'm not an industrial designer, and I've been fortunate enough to follow kind of a twisty path to the objects that I end up with. But okay, for example, there's a company I was visiting recently in Italy, and I was involved in a competition which brought me to their attention. But my work is very, very different to the kinds of things that they produce. But they really liked my work, so they said, "Could you design something that would fit our collection?" And that's as open as it is. So that involves, therefore, going through the catalogue and letting things just naturally bubble to the surface that are of interest to you. And my advice to anyone in any situation is don't try too hard. Do a lot of work, but don't try and be something you're not. Don't try and be interested in something you're not. I love museums now, but I used to find them very boring when I was a kid because I thought I should be interested in them. But let it bubble up naturally, and that usually happens through doing a lot of work, a lot of sketching.
And don't narrow down too soon.
Don't narrow down too soon. Keep flicking through the catalogue and keep a sketchbook and sketches. I have a lot of sheets of A4 paper and sketchbooks. And just keep sketching little ideas, little features that you might see. For example, I went through a few things in the catalogue that I liked. And then when something starts to be presenting itself to you, then start developing it. Start making some... I find it really helps to make small 3D paper models. If you can work in other materials, that's good. But paper models is a very quick way to cut up old A4. And as soon as it's a physical object, even a small physical object, you start to see things that weren't there in your sketches, and it changes immediately as soon as you start working like that. And then there's a point, usually, where I start working on a computer. Horrible to say, maybe. But you do start refining the idea. And it is, if you're confident enough and to do it quickly on the computer, but don't let the computer rule what you're doing.
And don't go to the computer too soon.
No, because as soon as you start working on the computer, you can be looking at something that looks like a finished object, And although it looks visually very finished, there's
you
haven't thought it through, and the computer is actually tricking you. A lot of it's a two-dimensional screen, and although it's a three-dimensional object in there, you're not relating it to yourself. And certain things, you'll miss certain things that you're not getting from making little paper models. And a paper model takes 2 minutes to make.
They're doing that stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
What about pitching? I mean, do you do pitching as such? From what you were saying, your briefs come from a sort of a source where you wouldn't normally do it. I suppose you would pitch. To this company, you would come up with some ideas and to pitch your ideas to see whether they feel it fits into the brand.
Yeah.
So how would you go about that?
What I took to them was I did an awful lot of work which I didn't show to them. But I wanted to represent that there was a lot of thought behind the things that I was giving to them. But at the same time, I wanted to keep it quite open, so that if there was something in the working drawings, for example, that might be of interest to them. I did present a lot of working sketches to them, sketchbook ideas, but I presented a small portfolio to them with, I think, 6 different semi-complete ideas. And in amongst that, there was a lot of working drawings and a few photographs of little models. And it's a way of them seeing that it's not finished. I'm not presenting them with the golden chalice.
So they can still have an input.
Yeah, they can still have an input and say, oh, you've done this, and like, you can see there's this little direction. And it might be something like, I've been thinking about this three-way tri-table thing. There might be some other funny direction that they might pick up on. You might not have seen something. So, I haven't done pitching.
No, that's great. That's just what we want. We just... Oh, yeah.